Hi, this is a dictation for Isiah Gamble, Isiah Gamble, Isiah Gamble, date of service 6/2/2025, date of accident is 7/31/2019, date of service is 6/2/2025, his date of birth is 5/21/1992. Patient presents sitting on a wheelchair to the office, and he reports that he's suffering from extreme pain in the area of the neck and mid-back, upper back, and lower back to the tune of 10. His pain in both the legs is 10, right leg is 10, right ankle and foot is 10. He has a pain in both the shoulders, that is also reported to be 10, with difficulty in moving the arms. He's wheelchair bound, pain level varies from 9 to 10, and the ADLs are affected then. The patient reports 80% relief when he can get his medications. Please review the records for the ADL, the system review, additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance history. The blood pressure for the patient is 139/104, pulse is 82, pulse ox is 99. Let's do the exam. We come from previous visit, dated 0604-001 for 5/1/2025 visit date. We checked the cervical musculoskeletal examination today, and the range of motion for the cervical spine. Well, here's the general exam. Patient is sitting comfortably with no issue of severe pain phases or anxiety or shortness of breath. He's adequately groomed, well nourished and obese. No rashes in the skin or ulceration. Mental status: patient is oriented to time, place and person, in a good mood and effective. Appropriate, all cranial nerves are intact. We could not do the lumbar and thoracic spine exam as patient is wheelchair bound. In cervical spine, the patient has a normally appearing spine, and on palpation there is no major tenderness is felt in the spine, and no muscle spasm is noticed. Range of motion is completely normal, with forward flexion being 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 70. And the extremities examination, upper extremities are completely normal. And in the shoulder examination, appears to be normal. Patient is able to lift his arm up to 180 degrees with some pain. No motor deficit is noticed in the upper extremities. Carpal testing is negative. And the rest of the exam could not be completed for thoracic lumbar spine and for the lower extremities. The plan is as follows. Patient has been referred back to Dr. Redden as being too complicated for me to handle. He's requiring 24 hours of attended care, and he demands 90 tablets to 120 tablets of Narco 10 milligram to be provided to him. I'm not sure I can provide that strong medication for so long. Not my expertise. However, just to have some peace with this patient, I've asked him to be seen by American Pain Center and other physicians who can provide him extended amount of narcotics for increased amounts like he's demanding. And he's been referred out to American Pain Center for pain management. Narcan over 325 every 12 hours for 7 days. Lidocaine ointment 5% 100 gram every 8 hours. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day. These maps were reviewed. Labs were reviewed. And this is the best we can do. We are going to discharge him from our care. Thank you.